keep on singing. When Karen found out that another baby was on the way, she tried to help her 3-year-old son, Michael, prepare for a new baby. They find out that the new baby is going to be a girl, and day after day, Michael sings to his sister in mommy's tummy. Then the labor pains come, but complications arise during delivery. Finally, when Michael's little sister is born, she is in serious condition. The ambulance takes the infant to the neonatal intensive care unit. The days inch by. The little girl gets worse. The specialist tells the parents that there is very little hope, and Michael keeps begging his parents to let him see his sister, and he wants to sing to her. Karen makes up her mind. If Michael doesn't see his sister now, he may never see her alive. Karen brings Michael to his sister's bedside. He gazes at the tiny infant losing the battle to live, and he begins to sing. In the pure-hearted voice of a 3-year-old, Michael sings, "You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray." Instantly, the baby girl responds. The pulse rate becomes calm and steady. "Keep on singing, Michael. You never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away." The ragged, strained breathing becomes as smooth as a kitten's purr. "Keep on singing, Michael. The other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms." Michael's little sister relaxes. "Keep on singing, Michael. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. Please don't take my sunshine away." Funeral plans are canceled. The next day, the very next day, the little girl is well enough to go home. Woman's Day magazine called it the miracle of a brother's song. The medical staff just called it a miracle. Karen called it a miracle of God's love. Never give up the people you love.